This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you can dial on in toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up, again, anything. That's the point of the show. But, of course, we always bring stuff in that we think you might find interesting. Coming up, there is just an outrageous story, and one story that is going to dissuade people from helping those in need. Mark, you're going to tell us about what happened to somebody who thought he was helping some people find their kids, their lost child. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also, Nevada, day number one, where Nevada is the latest state to join the what will eventually be a bit of a bandwagon of states selling cannabis. Not the state officially selling it, but licensing stores for open sale to adults of marijuana. And that happened today for the first time, apparently, in Nevada. We've got some information about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Maybe you're out in Nevada and you experience the lines of up to hundreds of people, like around the block at midnight 01, when some doors through their or some stores through their doors open and allowed customers to come in and buy their first marijuana legally in the state of Nevada. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. But we're going to start with your phone calls and thoughts, where Fraker is on the line in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fraker.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Recently, two studies came out in Seattle about the effects of raising the minimum wage to $13.
Yep, I've seen them.
Now, isn't this the city that passed a minimum wage increase to $15 over time, and I guess $13 was one of the first stops on the way there?
Yes, and okay. Restaurants can count tips, I think, against that, so they don't have to immediately also raise as high as other businesses. As well,
okay.
They also have a little leeway there.
Got it.
So how did the fight for unemployment go?
I don't know.
Fraker,
what does that mean?
The fight for 15 is what they call it.
Right.
That's what they're calling it. So, yeah, but it turns out that generally it's a fight for unemployment. Go ahead.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently, University of Washington released a study that showed a negative effect, which makes sense. And the mayor of Seattle asked UC at Berkeley to do a study, and they came out with one that showed no effect at all. But the UC of Berkeley study only looked at restaurants, whereas the University of Washington study looked at all businesses that employed minimum wage employees. And they're showing a 9% increase or 9% unemployment amongst minimum wage earners.
Right.
I think that
it makes more sense on restaurants because people are willing to spend, you know, they're basically the customer is going to carry the cost, and people are probably willing to spend a little bit more in a restaurant to go out. I mean, if you go to your average place to eat and everything goes up by a dollar, but then again, everything goes up by a dollar every place else that you go, I don't think it's going to really dissuade you from going out to eat. Maybe over the long term it will, and the rest, you know, some restaurants will close over time, but it'll be so shallow that the statistics really won't pick it up.
Well, I was thinking that people are going to choose to spend money at the restaurants, but not spend money other places. So the other places are going to see the hit from the increase in the minimum wage price. Like, they'll see the effects of that. Whereas if you cherry pick just one industry and you cherry pick that one, then you're going to say, oh, there's no negative effect from raising minimum wage.
Right.
When they're not looking at everything.
And this is something that has been studied for a long time. There have been a lot of people who've looked at the minimum wage and looked at increases in the minimum wage and seen that, you know, pretty much every time you can count on it to do the same stuff. That is, it'll put people out of jobs who had them previously because employers, you know, the number one cost to any business is personnel. And so you increase the costs of personnel, and some businesses that are just barely making it are going to either have to close down entirely, or they're going to have to fire somebody, or possibly cut back the quality of their products, or raise the prices, or some combination of those three things.
And the idea of helping head of households or breadwinners by raising the minimum wage is, it's patently ridiculous. The minimum wage isn't intended to be a living wage because it's not intended to be made by people who are owning their own apartments. The last time I made minimum wage, I was 14 years old. Now, that's not to say I'm some great guy or anything, any stretch of the imagination. It's just to say that I put together some skill sets that are better than your average 16-year-old. And, you know, like, it's not a difficult bar to beat.
No. Right.
You know, I spent 8.5 years in prison. I didn't get out and make minimum wage because, well, you know, I was worth more than that, or at least I could find a job that was that would pay me better than that. So, you know, this notion is just ridiculous. Go ahead.
I've heard the argument, like, on the other side, the devil's advocate argument or whatever, is that,
sure,
well, now you have middle-aged people working these jobs that 16-year-olds used to do, so they need to have more money because they're supporting their family.
There are. The middle-aged people, because of the minimum wage law, drove the youngsters out of the job market, making it now that they're trying to return to the job market. They're basically unemployable 22-year-olds. And that's the real difficulty. You have 22-year-olds in this country who have never had a job. And I think it's, you know, it's terrible, and it was basically caused by the minimum wage. There's not going to be a study that's put out that says that either. But the fact of the matter is, if you're claiming that older people are making minimum wage, you're claiming it because the value of labor went down during the Great Recession. And, you know, it does. The value of labor does go down. I know labor advocates don't want to hear that. They want to talk about golden parachutes and CEOs making a great deal of money. And all those things are true. But it doesn't really change what the value of making a pizza or sweeping the floor or bagging groceries or any of those things is.
Right.
Anything else, Breaker, you want to share?
No. Just,
thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, the minimum wage, I mean, this is, I guess it's always a new thing for people because there's always, you know, younger people who are being born and, you know, raised and being lied to about why the minimum wage is such a great thing.
It's mesmerizing. I mean, who doesn't want to make
more money? Sure.
And wouldn't making more money by saying, yeah, let's get the workers together and make more money, it'll be awesome. But what they fail to say is it's Mickey Mouse economics.
Well, and it's all about the politicians pumping themselves up, right? Like, this is something that doesn't do anything. In fact, it even hurts the people that they're trying to help.
As evidenced by the study.
But this recent study, there have been a bunch of them prior to this.
Right.
But,
well, you can't show these studies to people who want to raise the minimum wage.
Sure, of course not.
And when you finally do beat them down with the study, then they'll trot out the guy from Amazon. I don't know. Bezos. Whatever the guy's name is. There's another investor that wrote an article that basically said, we've got to give minimum wage because that'll get people off of welfare. And if we don't, they'll rise up with pitchforks and torches, which is to say this, you know, I mean, advocating essentially violence or warning of violence from low-skill workers. I don't know.
Hold on.
I
mean, you said we've got to give the minimum wage?
We've
what does that
raise,
mean?
Raise the minimum wage.
Oh, raise.
Sorry.
Okay, you didn't say raise.
Sorry.
So the guy from Amazon, some guy from Amazon is advocating.
One of the early investors who basically says, I'm an entrepreneur, but not everybody can be an entrepreneur, so we have to help the little people. And I'd like to help the little people by raising the minimum wage so that you have to help raise the little people. I might be a multimillionaire. I might even be a billionaire, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to demand you do something.
Because it makes it look like something's being done. And those people can see that increase in their paycheck, and they feel like something has happened for them. They feel like, wow, you know, the politicians, who are generally untrustworthy scum, have actually done something for me. And it feels like there's some sort of benefit. But the reality is, all you're doing is you're just basically increasing the money supply and increasing the cost of doing business and the cost of goods, and it's a mess. It doesn't work. It actually hurts the people it intends to help. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Nick Hanauer is his name.
This is Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And still to come here, we got the big news out of Nevada, where people are lining up, hundreds of people coming out to any one given location of the 40 licensed marijuana sales outlets in the state of Nevada. Or Nevada, they just legalized it during the election last year, as did, I think, four states, California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts, if I'm recalling correctly. We'll give you the update on that. You can share your thoughts here live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And by the way, if you've got Bitcoin or Ether or Dash or a bunch of other cryptocurrencies, you should check out Jax. It's a multi-crypto wallet that's also cross-platform. So you can have it on your phone, your laptop, your desktop computer, tablet, and you can have access to your same Bitcoin account on all of those devices. Or you can have different Bitcoin accounts. It's up to you how you want to do it. But Jax makes it possible, and it's a great wallet. You can download it over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or get it at the Google or Apple App Store. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum, and they made it easy for you to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we're talking about the minimum wage and the studies that are showing that they actually hurt the people that they're intended to help. Go ahead, David. You're on from Keene, New Hampshire.
Hello. Here's my thing. What's wrong with the Waltons getting one less mansion so that the door greeter at Walmart can get, like, not have to get, welfare?
Yeah, I think that, so that's a sort of a microeconomics question. Why shouldn't, this happen? Well, I can't answer that because that's not the way economics works. Economics doesn't say somebody deserves or doesn't deserve, because deserve is a word that it doesn't even really have relevance on our lives. There is no deserve in this world. You were born naked and poor, and you will die naked and poor. You can't take anything with you, and that's just the end of the story. There's nothing about deserve in the picture. Many people will look at rich folks and they'll say, why do these rich folks have all of this stuff? No one should have this stuff. I would say that everyone should have it, but the door greeters at Walmart, maybe they don't want a job that has more, that requires more skill. Maybe they don't have the skills. I don't know the answer, but when you raise the minimum wage, Walmart may very well come to the conclusion that we don't need to have somebody there to hand carts to anyone anymore. And that's just going to drive people out of, that's just going to drive people out of work.
Didn't they do a breakdown of CEO pay? Because this is a popular thing to point out, right? Like, the CEOs make so much money, and the little guy at the end, and he just dropped off. Thank you for the call, David.
Thank you, David.
The little guy answering the door or phone or whatever, they're not making anything in comparison. Why does this CEO have to make so much money? And this comparison is very persuasive to people. Like, wow, why shouldn't they just, cut their pay and then give all that money to the employees? Well, somebody did the math, and they, figured out, I don't remember if it was with Walmart or which company they did it with, but they figured out that if you cut the if you cut the CEO's pay from however many millions of dollars they're getting down to, let's say, minimum wage or something like that, a big cut, then they figured out, based on how many employees the company had and, how many hours per week, per year, whatever, that those employees are working in aggregate, and divvied up the millions of dollars over all of the, thousands of employees and the hundreds of thousands of hours or whatever that, that they had, and it turned out to be 7 cents an hour or something like
that.
Some
small amount.
Nothing.
The CEO thing, I do feel like CEOs are overpaid, but the problem is that there's a marketplace for CEOs, mm-hmm. and they have value in the marketplace.
Same thing with sports players.
And there's only so many people that graduated from Wharton School in Pennsylvania, or whatever the great MBA schools are. I don't have really any thoughts on that, but If a company believes that a CEO will bring them value, they will likely pay them somewhere close to that value in order to be brought that. And you know, some companies are going to make a mistake. Some CEOs aren't worth what they are paid, but others darn sure are. You know, I lived in Orlando, near Orlando for a while, and Shaquille O'Neal made a lot of money at the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaquille O'Neal delivered as a marquee player.
He was worth every dime.
People wanted to come in and see this 7 foot something giant,
sure.
You know, slam basketballs into hoops, and that's what he was hired to do, and he delivered.
Right.
And that's all you can say is if a CEO delivers, and I don't know how they quantify this stuff. I just don't.
It's usually quantified on the revenue that comes in, right, and the stock price.
Right. And you know, there you go. All I can say is, if CEO salaries bother you, you should consider entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You should consider starting your own business. It used to bug the heck out of me when I was working for somebody else, the idea that I just brought in this big sale and I was going to get 5% of it.
Yeah, sure.
And they were going to get 95% of it. Now, they kept the lights on, they kept the, you know, the employees paid, and they did all these other things, but I was only going to get 5% and they were going to get 95%, and I didn't like it. So, what did I do? I went out and started my own business a few different times, because you've got to fail to make it.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Free Talk Live has made me wealthy beyond belief. I just shared on Facebook the new acquisition that I had. Did you see it, Ian?
Yeah, it's an old Ford.
Yeah, 1997 Ford.
Wow.
Ford Exploder. It's the one that the Firestone tires were, you know, blowing on or whatever. They had some kind of error in it. And
did it come with the Firestone tires?
No, it doesn't have Firestone tires on it. But, you know, it's not like I'm getting rich or anything like that. I've got an old truck. But life's good. And I'm not upset that there are CEOs out there making a lot of money. And there certainly are CEOs out there making a lot of money. They're also paying a heck of a lot of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They're likely maintaining a lavish lifestyle that I have no interest in. I mean, what are you going to do with a Lamborghini? I know a friend who has one, and he seems to really love it. But it's in the shop as
all
often as it's not.
Wow.
And
it's expensive to repair, too.
If you're spending more than $30,000 on a car, it seems crazy to me, but whatever.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's their life. Warren Buffett still lives in the house that he, like, married, moved in when he was in, like his 20s or something. I don't know exactly, but, he's lived there for quite some time. Thank goodness he doesn't need security. But
Warren Buffett only has one house?
That's the story I've heard. Maybe he's, you know, building himself up as a simple man. But these multi-billionaires, they're often giving their money away when in their will. They're just saying, yeah, I'm going to give it away. Well, of course these guys are good at making money. Of course they're going to acquire money and then give it away. Who wants to give their kids $1 billion? It's going to spoil the heck out of them. You want them to achieve something.
Sure. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, no matter what the, you know, good feelings might be that are engendered by the minimum wage. They, in the long run, people are going to get hurt by it. And the best thing to do would be to abolish it completely and let the market decide what wages should be. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the minimum wage or the big news out of Nevada, and that is that it is now legal not only to gamble in most of Nevada and hire prostitutes. In most of
the counties that you can't gamble in, as I understand it.
Okay, right. I guess you can gamble in all. Can you gamble in all the counties in Nevada?
I believe that it's split.
Okay. So, yeah, so prostitutes, gambling, and now marijuana. That's right. Weed is now legal for sale at 40 locations, according to the Las Vegas Review Journal, published today. Big crowds greeted the beginning of legal recreational marijuana sales in Nevada this morning. 40 dispensaries across southern Nevada, including one each in Mesquite, Pahrump, and Laughlin, have been approved by the state and local governments to begin selling. Sales became legal at 12:01 a.m. following November's voter approval of ballot question number two. Several dispensaries opened doors right at midnight. At Euphoria Wellness, a crowd of 400 to 500 people lined up outside. At about the same time, Reef Dispensaries lines snaked down the block and around the corner. People squeezed between tape and pylons, waiting to get to the shop's door. State Senator Tick, first name is Tick. Somebody named their son Tick, T-I-C-K.
Maybe it's short for something? Tickle me Elmo? I don't
Tick Segerblom, who's a Democrat from Vegas, was in a Reef Dispensary's crowd, grinning for photos and drawing applause. Segerblom, who has a, apparently has a strain of marijuana named for him. Although several dispensaries opened at midnight on Friday, some chose to open mid-morning Saturday, keeping their normal hours. Local zoning laws limited the first sales burst until 3 a.m., and stores had to close, but then could reopen at 6 a.m. By late morning Saturday, there were small lines outside of three dispensaries, and people were busy buying inside, while about 100 people waited inside. I've got a photograph here from inside one of the dispensaries. This is the Source Marijuana Dispensary on West Sahara, with just a load of people inside, about 100 more apparently waiting outside, people checking out the various different displays of cannabis and sativas and indicas, likely, that that they have. Folks able to buy whatever type of marijuana they want to, instead of just having to rely on the black marketplace to bring them some random plant. That is the way it's been for dozens and dozens of years here in the United States. And now some of these states, Colorado, Washington, and, of course, Alaska came in, and Oregon, I believe, after those two, and now four more with Maine and Massachusetts. Their legal sales structure hasn't gone into place yet in those two states. California, I'm not sure what their status is, but now Nevada being the first of the most recent four to come on board and change the game.
Yeah, I would also think that once it passes in those states, that it gets a little more difficult to get arrested doing it. I'm not saying that it's, you know, you can just walk around with a blunt hanging out of your mouth or anything like that. I am saying, however, the police are, you know, have gotten some information from the public through referendum or whatever way they got it. And that information is that we would prefer that you focus on other activities.
I think you're
Sometimes they'll say to themselves, I don't care, it's bad. And they'll go ahead and they'll do it. It's the law. I'm a law enforcement officer. And they'll do it anyway. But, you know, it's the message is being driven home to lawmakers, law enforcers, their you know, the managers up the line of these law enforcers, that this is not what the public is interested in spending its time and precious time and precious energy on.
Yeah, I remember after I think it was Oregon and Washington passed it there. What was that, 2012 now? It was a while ago, 2014, 2012.
I don't know. It's been some time.
Yeah. Anyway, after that happened, you know, you started actually seeing pictures of cops with, like, bongs in their hands on social media. And it's like, wow, times, they are changing. And, yes, the same cop who probably would have arrested you, you know, 5 years ago, he's now cool with it and everything's okay. I think it's great. I think this is great news. I think this is an inevitable thing that you're going to see spread across the country. This cat is out of the bag at this point. It seems unlikely because the prohibitionists are going to push back if they can. They're always trying to find something. It's like, oh, well, now there are these edibles and the children might get edibles and there's cookies and brownies and candies and we can't have the children doing, you know.
It's always the children,
right.
That's for sure.
And driving while, you know, stoned.
Driving is the first thing they say. It's like, we can't have legal alcohol because somebody might drive drunk is, you know, no one's saying that.
Right. Well, somebody is. There's probably the Prohibition Party saying that, but they've got about two members.
Yeah,
so.
Not very many. Yeah. Because we're used to that, and I think that people are, you know, it's just, at this point, marijuana has become ubiquitous.
Well, it always was. I mean, marijuana has been used by millions of Americans on a daily basis for quite a long time. It's been ubiquitous. And the fact that there are 500 people outside of one location, you know, this morning at midnight, and again, there's 40 locations that were authorized
here. It is Vegas. Lots of people are up at midnight there.
Hundreds and hundreds of people. The fact that there are this many people just waiting to go and take a crack at buying some legal cannabis for the first time ever is an indicator of how ubiquitous it is. These people are not first-time marijuana users. I will guarantee you that if people are being honest with you and you were to do a, you know, an exit poll outside of one of these locations and ask these people, excuse me, sir, madam.
Is this your first time using marijuana?
have you ever used marijuana before today? And I guarantee you 99.99% of them are going to say
what?
Yes.
You're
going to say yes.
So I wondered to myself, you know, obviously Las Vegas, big tourist destination.
Oh, yeah.
People go there for gambling, shows, to see the sights, and maybe prostitution. You know, they go there for some sort of illicit stuff.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever. Sin City, those kind of things. So, you know, how would Vegas be doing if they had gotten the drop on Washington State and Colorado and legalized marijuana before that? I mean, it would have just made these, because right now Colorado, Denver specifically, is a pot tourism destination.
Sure.
And if Vegas had had that opportunity before Colorado, it would be a big, big deal.
They'd have brought in billions of dollars in tax revenue, just like Colorado did. I mean, the numbers show, and I don't favor tax and regulate, by the way. I want to make it clear, I am against regulation of marijuana. I think marijuana should just be legal.
Like tomatoes, or whatever.
Whatever you want to grow in your own backyard and sell, you shouldn't have to ask permission to do it. But one of the ways that these things get passed is that the politicians dangle the money, or people dangle money in front of these politicians, and they say, well, look at all this revenue.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, we saw that the revenue from the marijuana within, I think it was 2 years in Colorado, had exceeded the revenue from liquor sales or from alcohol sales. I mean, that's incredible.
It won't give you a headache in the morning.
No, it really won't. And it is probably a lot safer in so many different ways. You can't really overdose on it. The only way that you can die. The only way that you can die from marijuana is if a bale of it falls on your head from, you know, a large height and possibly breaks your neck or something like that, which pretty rare that happens.
It could be dusted with something that's deadly, and it's certainly
not in the legal market.
Smoking combusted plant material is never a particularly good idea.
Probably not, but nobody's ever gotten lung cancer from just smoking marijuana. All the people who have gotten lung cancer who have smoked marijuana have also smoked cigarettes.
Right. So, you know, there's many of these things that that people don't know. And I think it's really important that when you say that marijuana can be deadly because it's dusted with something, that you're saying that you want to keep it in the black market so that it can be dusted with something.
Right. And I'm sorry, but that, I realize that there's some scary stories out there that people like to, you know, pass around. But I'm sorry, the odds that marijuana is going to be dusted with something, you know, cocaine or PCP or whatever.
I'm more interested in the illegal pesticides from Mexico.
Not going to happen. I mean, because it increases the cost of the product. So there's no reason why that's going to happen as far as if it were to actually be sold as just marijuana but has all this other stuff on it. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, pesticides, that's more likely something you probably should be concerned about. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. Your thoughts on legal cannabis. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Do want to let you know about Dash. You've probably heard us talking about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, but Dash is pretty exciting. As far as cryptocurrencies go, because they've set up a very different system. It's, you know, still at its core, it's a modified version of Bitcoin, like most of the other currencies that are competing with Bitcoin are. But Dash is special because of the setup that they've done behind the scenes, where 10% of the Dash that's mined into existence goes into like a community chest, and the Dashers, the people that are part of the Dash community, can actually vote and decide on what to do with that money. How do they use that to effectively promote their currency? Well, they decided, some of them decided to support Free Talk Live and these advertisements for Dash, but that's not the only thing they've done. They've also supported integrating Dash in various different online systems that can help promote Dash into the cryptocurrency world more effectively. So they're basically reinvesting some of the money that they're, you know, that they're bringing into existence by mining Dash into making Dash sort of their ecosystem more popular and more relevant in the cryptocurrency sphere. It's very smart stuff what they're doing over there, and you can learn more over at Dash.org. Now, they've created Dash to be a digital cash, which is like a digital money platform that's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. That's what Dash does. It doesn't try to do anything else, you know, fancy or whatever. It just wants to be digital cash. And that's good that they're focused in that one area.
And it looks like Ripple has opened the gateways to integrating Dash. That doesn't mean they've integrated Dash, but they're, you know.
Yeah, I saw that headline. I don't know what it means.
Well, steps have been taken.
Yeah. Okay. I guess people who know what Ripple is know something about that, but
yeah.
I've never done any
research into it. Sort of a bank-to-bank money transfer system that's gotten very popular in the past few months. And, you know, personally, I think...
I have some reservations about it personally.
Ripple?
Yeah, I've heard bad things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that, too. Right. But it doesn't mean that people aren't really excited about it, and they are.
Some people are. Yeah.
I'm not recommending Ripple, but...
I don't know any of those people, but I see them on the internet.
I think that you do know some of them.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, Dash has a lot of upward mobility in the next 6 month period.
You're not one of the Ripple people, are you?
I'm not.
Okay. So anyway, you go to Dash.org because it's a lot better than Ripple. I don't know what Ripple is and how it, you know, how it works, but it's not supposed to be like Dash, which is digital cash. So again, Dash.org. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, I'd like to know how many of these marijuana dispensaries in the, not just the Vegas area, but all of Nevada, there are 40 of them that have been licensed to open their doors as of today, day number one of legal marijuana sales in Nevada. How many of them are accepting cryptocurrency? I wonder if, you know, what percentage, if any, of these places are doing it, because they should. They really should. One of the biggest challenges that faces these marijuana dispensaries is cash management.
It's banking. Yeah, the banks don't want to do business with them for whatever reason.
They're scared of the feds.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
The banks are, you know, they're cowardly, obedient organizations that are going to do whatever they feel is, you know, going to keep them as safe as possible from federal regulations. And it's very, very hard to find a bank or even a credit union that's willing to do business with a marijuana dispensary. They don't even want to do business with businesses that have to do with marijuana that are not the dealers of the marijuana. So, right. Like there was
Rolights,
sure, that's one example. Or even a guy, I remember reading an article, I think it was, I don't know if it was Business Insider or Financial Times, but one of those businessy publications, that they interviewed a guy who was a video producer. So he made videos about the marijuana industry, and they told him, nope, we don't want to do business with you. You're part of the marijuana business. Well, so he didn't sell any marijuana.
Right. Well,
he was making videos about it.
He wasn't advertising that he was selling marijuana.
Well, that wasn't his business.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there are people, Mark, who are making front organizations and trying to get bank accounts with like a front corporation that doesn't say anything about marijuana. But this guy wasn't hiding the fact that he was, you know, making marijuana videos. And that's what got him in trouble. You know, he would have been better off had he hid that somehow and waited till the bank figured it out. But, you know, this is a big challenge because these guys, I mean, they have 500 people outside of some of these locations this morning at midnight when they opened up. That's a lot of cash that's coming into these organizations, and you know, they don't have anywhere to put it. You can't just stack it up in a vault.
Yeah, a lot of times they can't take credit cards because the banks won't do business with them, so
right.
They have to do a cash business, and it just keeps on piling up. Try to pay your bills in all cash.
It gets challenging.
Hard.
Yeah, I mean, you can always go and buy money orders
right.
Or whatever.
You're going to have to employ somebody to run around and get money orders for you.
Sure, and again, guarding all that cash... keeping a vault or some sort of thing, you know, off-site or wherever, because you keep it on-site, you're asking for a robbery at some point. I mean, I'm not saying that should happen, but, you know, if people know that there's a vault full of cash in the back, there's a chance somebody's going to get it into their head that they ought to try for it.
Yeah, so, there's a big chance.
Yes.
There's a reason that people rob banks, because that's where they keep the money.
Right, and there's a reason why high cash volume organizations hire, you know, Garda or Loomis or whoever, these armored trucks to come in every day, and well, sometimes more than once a day, and take away bags full of cash, because... you can't risk having that stuff sitting around. So cryptocurrency would be a great way for these companies who are selling marijuana in Vegas or, you know, Denver or wherever to, at the very least, have some chance of reducing the amount of cash that they're getting in, because cryptocurrency, it's easy to secure. You know, you can take just a few steps and, you know, you're safe, basically. You don't have to have your employees having access to your vault, if you will. It can be online, and you can have your keys encrypted, and there's plenty of ways to be safe with cryptocurrency.
Also, when you want to buy something, you can use Amazon. You can go to saveatpurse.com. You go to saveatpurse.com,
sure.
And you can save between 5 and 20% on everything that you buy at Amazon, most everything that you need. You can't pay your mortgage with it. In most cases, you can't pay your mortgage with it. You can't buy fresh vegetables, but you can buy a lot of the things you need.
There are bill payment services, Mark. I've never looked into them, but I know that they exist, so I bet you could get one of those Bitcoin bill payment services to pay your mortgage.
Probably
you could. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hey, hey. I have saw something curious about Bitcoin the other day. I saw a Bitcoin ATM in a convenience store in the hood. And my thinking was that somebody's laundering some money through Bitcoin.
Well, I'm sure the people have laundered money through Bitcoin, but I bet it pales in comparison to the amount of people who've laundered money through U.S. dollars.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. I couldn't imagine why its location was, in a place that, I wouldn't expect.
Because what Bitcoin does and what these cryptocurrencies like Dash and these other cryptocurrencies do is they allow somebody to bank without asking a bank. And you have complete control of your money. You can send and receive money because that's what banks do. They allow you to – they keep it safe for you. And they allow you to send and receive. And that's ultimately what banks do. So Bitcoin or Dash or whatever, they do this for you. And you don't have to say, well, you got a black mark in your banking record. Doesn't look like you're going to be able to pay this off until you pay every, fee that's ever been piled up on you by some bank someplace that you disagree with or whatever. You get Bitcoin or you get Dash or whatever, and you're just in business.
So go ahead.
I'm not sure the demographics in that area would up to that, as far as that knowledge of what Bitcoin can do or would
well,
do.
Well, apparently you're wrong about that. Bitcoin is something that attracts people from all economic strata. Anybody who can see the value of getting their money out of the old money system and putting money, putting their value into this new money, it has so many obvious benefits, one of them being that, like I was saying before, you can't rob somebody of their Bitcoin easily. It's just not, you can't grab a wallet out of their pocket or something like that.
It surprised me, too, because I, of course, expected people who are into Bitcoin to be like me. And the answer is that when I started helping, if you go to hope.freetalklive.com, you can see the progress that we've had as far as the building of an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. But when I talked to the guy that's sort of spearheading this for me over there, his name's Kamusal, and he knew about Bitcoin and was prepared to, sort of do business in Bitcoin. Yep, they've got to transfer some things into shillings in order to be able to do it, but he was prepared and he understood about it. And this is some guy in rural Uganda,
Well, Bitcoin does a lot for the unbanked. It does a lot for people who especially have governments that are debasing their money, even worse than the U.S. government is. I mean, think about Venezuela, for instance, Cyprus, Uganda. I mean, there's all kinds of countries where, and Bill, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. All kinds of places where the government, they're doing horrible things to their money supply, and people there are much more aware of the status of their money than your average American is. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.